Hi, good morning, everyone. Welcome to interaction with management of Cholamandalam Investment and Finance Company Limited. The senior management of Chola is represented by Mr. Vellayan Subbiah, Chairman and Non-Executive Director, Mr. Ravindra Kundu, Managing Director and CEO, Mr. Arul Selvan, Chief Financial Officer. I would now like to hand over the call to Vellayan for his opening comments.
Executive Chairman. You can mention Executive Chairman.
Yes, Executive Chairman of the company.
Okay. Yeah. No, Nishin, thank you. Thanks so much.
Yes. So
Sorry.
Vellayan Subbiah is our Executive Chairman.
I'm sorry, I did non-executive. Sorry, my bad.
Yeah, so good morning, everybody, and thanks for joining the call at short notice. This is basically with reference to the blogs and posts carried out by an agency in their website, where they have several charges and allegations that have been made against both Chola, its associates and subsidiaries, and some of the other Murugappa Group entities. To avoid market speculation, and then obviously kind of the pending examination of all the various allegations they're kind of putting out, we wanted to give our summary responses. First is that the entire allegations are malicious and baseless, and they basically seem to be stated with some other motives in mind, right? Kind of clearly ulterior. From a financial health perspective, the company really wishes to reassure all of you that the performance of the company, its asset quality, and its liquidity position continue to be very robust, as disclosed in the audited financial statements of the company for the half year ended September 2025. There's no revision in our guidance provided in the past, and the company will continue to deliver as per its board-approved business plan. Liquidity also continues to remain strong, with cash and bank balances of 14,900 crores as of November 30th. ALM across time buckets is also positive. All buckets and CAR for the period November ending November 30th, 2025 was at 19.79%, with Tier 1 capital of 14.53%. The rating continues to be AA+ from ICRA, India Ratings and CARE. The net worth of the company stood at 26,783 crores as of November 30th, 2025, which is an increase of more than 3,000 crores over FY25 closing levels. This includes conversion of 300 crores of the CCDs issued in FY24, and then the rest is also expected. The balance of 1,700 crores is expected to be converted in the next three quarters, which will further strengthen the net worth. Second, a few clarifications relating to malicious and fraudulent queries and allegations. And obviously, we are holding the conference call because we're happy to kind of take any questions from you and respond specifically to any of those questions that you might have as well. The queries in various mails and in the blog, there were queries in various mails sent to us. And then, kind of there's also some primarily related to our financial practices, related party transactions, and compliances generally, right? So the first set of things seems to be around large cash deposits by the company. And I think, as you all know, in our business, because we cater to the needs of SRTOs and self-employed non-professionals, and over 50 lakhs, a lakh of them spread over 1,700 branches, basically, our categories of lending are mortgage, unsecured, right? And vehicle finance. Then, therefore, they bring in financial inclusion for underserved segments in rural and semi-urban geographies across the country. Thus, some of these borrowers obviously earn and pay in cash, right? Including for their EMIs from us, and obviously the amounts we collect in cash have to be deposited in banks. So this has been put as an accusation as to kind of why we are dealing with cash. But obviously, this is a business that I think all of you as investors have already understood. And there's been a clarification also that's been put out by, some of the analyst firms, which is that this is less than, and I'll guess the exact number, but it's less than 20% of our overall kind of collections. This collection process and amount has been subject and continues to always be subject to internal and external scrutiny. And this is also covered, by our robust internal systems and subject to statutory audit. All KYC and income tax compliance for such collection is done in compliance with applicable legal requirements. Right. So this was one of the central points they basically raised. The second has been with regard to related party transactions, and they've kind of talked about three sets of entities broadly, as we can understand. Basically, just to give you all comfort, in compliance with legal and accounting requirements, all of our RPT are fully disclosed and, in complete detail in our financial statements. So, for example, CIFCL has transactions covering the borrower's accident and hospitalization, et cetera. And the premium on such policies collected from the borrowers are paid to a fellow subsidiary company. And then Chola MS General Insurance Limited. These policies, firstly and primarily, help our borrowers with sudden hospitalization needs. They also help CIFCL to ensure that there are no losses are faced on our loan accounts in case borrowers meet with the immediate health requirements that are expensive. They've also talked about payments to other related parties, such as entities like CBSL and Europa Management Services. Basically, we've always had relationships with these companies. And these companies have provided manpower, provided strategic services, IT, across kind of a set of over time. And so this also has been in the ordinary course, and we've always disclosed this, over different points in time. Whenever the entities have been related parties, the requirements of laws has been complied with. Allegations have also been made that certain individuals are benefiting from the above transactions. And obviously the company categorically rejects these statements. All payments to board members, KMP, SMP of CIFCL have been made in compliance with law and have been fully disclosed, right? There have been queries raised with relation to payments to rating agencies, right? And obviously, as you all know, all borrowings are subject to ratings. Without such ratings, lenders will not lend money to the company. And this is standard industry practice. In some years where the borrowing figures are higher or the company has done more borrowing, there will be more ratings, and therefore the higher rating costs have been paid to such agencies. And then the final set of related party transactions seems to be around CSR contributions, which are made to respective NGOs and implementation agencies in the form of work contracts. This is also the standard practice in the industry. And CSR, like you all know, is mandatory under law, right? So these are the broad categories, right, of questions raised. And as we can see from this, that, a lot of these are like, facts that have been distorted and presented selectively. And they've taken standard industry practice and seem to rest it in a way that kind of seems like there's been malintent. We confirm that all operations of the company are carried out per the laws of the land, following due compliance of applicable regulatory guidelines. And we're committed to transparent communication with our investors and other stakeholders and have released this clarification. We also reserve the right to take action against such agency for causing damage to our reputation and integrity. So that's an overall summary of it. Obviously, the reason we're having this call is if any of you have any specific concerns or you want to get into any specific line item where you'd like our response, we're very happy to give it to you. So let me stop with that and I'll turn it over to you for any specific questions that you might have so we can give you specific responses. Hello?
Those who have questions, you can raise your hand and ask a question. Those who have questions can raise your hand. We have one or two questions in the queue. I'm just unmuting them. Yeah, Viral, your line is unmuted. You can ask your question.
Hello.
Yeah, you can ask a question. Yes.
Hello, Viral.
Yeah.
How are you?
Hi. Yeah. Good morning, Vilayan. Thank you so much.
And I think kind of your clarification note also is kind of quite apt. But go ahead, please, Viral. Happy to take any questions from you.
No, thank you so much, Vilayan. First of all, for being so proactive doing this at such a short notice. I think most of the allegations, as we have highlighted, don't seem to carry the weight. Just wanted to understand, Vilayan, from you, what is, in your opinion, likely the motives of such a kind of, I would say, a hit job, if I may, and what are the actions that you intend to take? That is one. And just second, as a clarificatory, there's also an entity called Murugappa Management Services, which has been mentioned that it has also paid fees to credit rating agencies. If we can clarify, that was pertaining to the borrowings done by that specific entity and not for the other group entities.
Correct. Right. First, in terms of kind of, what is the motive and what, so Viral, like we were also kind of first informed about this, yesterday evening, right? We are trying to assess the motive, including kind of whether there was any kind of financial motives or kind of, so some of this we're going to also leave to the regulator to kind of help kind of assess for us. But whether there has been any financial motive or kind of anything related to intent to kind of, so that's something that we don't want to kind of speculate on, but we want the regulators to basically look at and provide a perspective on. Second, in terms of action that we want to take, I think the thing where we are quite clear, it definitely looks like there is clear scope that will, where they given such erroneous reporting, that there is scope for libel. We are going to basically engage, with legal advisors that will basically help us in terms of taking action against this agency, which we definitely think is warranted given the nature of how they've kind of just gone out with all this erroneous information and created a stir around it. So that's definitely something that we're evaluating right now, Viral. I'll just give you some context on MMS, and then Arul will address that specific question in terms of the ratings agency question. So basically, MMS was incorporated as a company to provide consulting and review services to all the 29 businesses of the Murugappa Group, right? At the group corporate level, several functions were centralized and focused, right? So everything that included review of business plans, large M&A, any CapExes, corporate communication, group level HR, group level finance, governance, laying down any group governance norms, all of this were functions provided by MMS. MMS was staffed with professionals in the area of finance, HR, strategy, PR, IT. In addition, family members were also on the roles of MMS, and their services were deputed to various group companies as the situation warranted over time, right? And basically, that was the nature of this thing. And so in that situation, to defray some of the expenses of MMS, companies did contribute to MMS. And that's kind of part of what they've also seemed to kind of allege in kind of their statement. It's been a way that it's been a fairly standard mechanism of operation, and MMS works on a no-profit model, right? So basically the charges were matched to the costs incurred. So that's the quick point on that. To the specific question on ratings, Arul, kind of there.
Viral, you're referring to MMS rating or Chola's rating?
No, I think one of the accusations they have made is MMS. That ratings that MMS paid ratings agencies.
Correct.
So the question was, did MMS pay for Chola's
No,
rating?
no.
Yeah.
MMS had its own borrowings
Exactly.
because they had to, at points in time, that's what I want to do. At points in time, they have to invest in the group companies for their capital requirement, etc. So towards those borrowings, the rating had been taken by MMS for itself. No rating agency will take a fee from
From one
another
entity
company,
for another entity.
another company. Chola's rating, we have paid, and that is a you all know our borrowings from the market, and even bank borrowings require ratings. So towards that we have paid, and we have ratings from all the four large rating agencies, and the payments have been made to them towards rating, and ours is one of the finely priced rating fees incidentally.
No,
So,
perfect. That
Viral, I don't know if
is
that.
yeah, sorry.
Go ahead,
Sorry,
please,
Vela.
sir.
No, no,
Please,
sorry.
go ahead, go ahead. Viral, I don't know if that provides kind of clarity to the questions that you had asked, right?
No, I think this is perfectly very clear. Just last, if I may, again, with the kind of say, I would say our financial performance has been, and now it has been some time since ICRA has also kind of upgraded the outlook for Chola. Do you anticipate, say, a AAA credit rating upgrade maybe in the next 6 to 12 months?
Yeah, I mean, the rating is a little, it's not a, it's a little gray area where a lot of objective decisions also taken by the individual rating committees. So we will leave it to their wisdom to take the call. While we are talking to them, we keep updating them our performance and our various criteria that they try to evaluate us on. From a quantitative perspective, the qualitative perspective is for them to take a view and give us the rating. Yes, we are in discussions with them, but I cannot be cannot give an assured timing for this upgrade.
You always inspire for that.
No, no, fair enough. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Hi, thank you, Viral.
Thank you.
Participants, if there are any more questions, please do raise your hands. Participants, if there are any questions, please do raise your hands. Yeah, Shreya Shivani, you can go next.
Yeah, hello, hello. Hope I'm audible.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
Yeah, sir, just wanted one clarification. You just mentioned that they've also written, they've also put in their blog that they had reached out to with reached out to you all with the relevant questions. Was it yesterday only, before, after they published their blog?
Yesterday late evening.
Oh, okay. So
Yeah,
they
so
first.
the first communication, Shreya, we got from them was yesterday evening, and
Got
it was
it.
a simultaneous mail that came out from this
Oh.
contact@cobrapost.com, and it
Yeah.
was sent out to almost like more than, well, I think
Not
25.
directly sent to the company, sent to different
Yeah, it was sent out a
publicly
different.
available email IDs.
Yeah, so they found email IDs, and often they found wrong email IDs. They sent the wrong emails
Yeah.
to the wrong people also. So, you know, and just basically kind of, you know, send one of these things saying, you know, please respond by X, otherwise we're going to this thing.
So
So,
in essence, it was
go
a
ahead.
blog was published before they sent out the mails. I'm just trying to understand how why they operated and how they operated.
Honestly, you have to tell us when the blog was
I think
published,
in the
Shreya, so we
afternoon,
can.
yeah, sometime in the afternoon. So
So it
yeah.
sounds like it's gone in parallel, Shreya, because
Yeah.
we are, I think the first mail was received around 3:30 or
3:30. Though
3:30.
they said they will do it today, they will release it. They released parallel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it sounds like they've done everything in parallel, Shreya.
Okay. I just wanted that clarification, and thank you for holding this call. That's it from me.
Yeah, and
Thanks.
again, you know, I think if anybody has, see, the one thing we want to do is ensure that if you all have any specific concerns on any of the points they've raised, we address them head on, right? So you please ask any questions that you have, and we'll be happy to address it, right?
Sure. Next
So
question comes from Ketav Shah. Ketav, you can unmute and ask your
I think
question.
this Pranut Shah has also asked some question. Okay, go ahead, Ketav, and then go back. Yes, good morning, and thank you for taking the time out to address this at such a short notice. I think it's commendable, including the reply that you have already given. So just one question was on the related party transactions. And of course, there is a lot more on the policy that is available. But in terms of the numbers that they have probably given out in upwards of 10,000 crores versus 2,000 crore reported, do you have any understanding on how they arrived at that number, or would you like to dispute it in some factual way? That would be great for us to understand.
Kaitav, this 10,000 crore number seems to be over a stretch of years, which
2017 to
2017 to
2025.
time.
It seems to have taken 8 years and cumulated 8 years data.
And during the earlier part of this period, certain companies need not be classified as related party as per the regulations by itself, because they were not either a subsidiary or an associate in the in terms of the definition of related party, and hence in the earlier part of the years these were not published as
Capital.
related party transactions. This
Right.
after 2022 we started FY 22 we started because the regulation also required, and we started including them. So that is the they are playing on this regulatory requirement to say that it is not disclosed. This is the fact, and every point in time, as per the prevailing regulation, we have disclosed all the transactions with any institution we are dealing with.
Sure, sir. Thank you. I think this was the only question. Thank you.
Yes,
Go
please.
ahead.
Next question comes from Nitin Dhani. Nitin, you can ask your question. You can unmute and ask your question.
Yeah, hello, am I audible?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yes.
Thanks for the opportunity and for doing it so early. Just one thing, see, we are just going through the documents, whatever the post is, and your responses against that. So in case we have further clarifications, can you tell us whom to reach out, any contact points?
Nitin, you can reach out to me or
Company secretary or
Company secretary and
CFO.
Sorry, there's a
echo.
echo.
I think you might have to mute, but basically you can reach out to the company
Okay.
secretary or the CFO.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you.
So we have one question in the chat window.
Since you have to mute Nitin.
Yeah, sorry about that. Yeah, sorry about that. Yeah. So just one question in the
Nitin,
chat
there were
window.
some chats also open,
Yeah,
so
I'm
people
just
can.
reading that. So it says that
Okay, fine. Great.
does
Great. So,
CBSL
please.
primarily provide DSA services?
The CBSL is providing feet on street to the
People.
main company.
People.
People, manpower.
Manpower.
It's not
Manpower.
a DSA, it is a feet on street provider. It's a hiring and maintaining the feet on street.
Since we
Okay.
are actually operating in the rural market, tier 4, tier 5, tier 6, then the employees whom we recruit in the feet on the street as a sales executive, collection executive, many times they have not completed their graduation. For that, all those things, since we are into the financial inclusion, we are providing also employment in those market as well as also grooming them to becoming a manager in over time. So that's the process. First, they come in CBSL and then they get promoted and then they join in Chola, and that kind of from 5 to 6 years training we give them, and that's the reason CBSL is there for many years. It is not that now. So I
This is
think
the
yes, 20
practice
20
by
in 20 years they are
many.
there.
It's an exclusive manpower company.
Yeah, it's a
For,
practice by
yeah
many in the industry, in financial
yeah
services, you would see that. Yeah.
it's an outsourced entity published through
yeah
ST and RBI.
correct.
Rating agencies fees.
Sure. What is the quantum of fees paid to rating agencies?
I'll dig out the details and give you an information. It should be in the range of around 10 crores, if I'm not mistaken. Again,
So
see,
it's per year versus what they've tried to do is sum up like
sum
8 years
up
and
over
say this
years.
is how much you paid in 8 years, right? So
So they have
we get
used the
you.
different period for different numbers they have given. So we are trying to reconcile that, but it will be approximately 10 crores per agency in a given year, correct?
Sure. And I think since we have you, and this is one of the questions.
Nishant,
Okay.
for the ICRA for the past 8 years, it is 38 crores. So it would be
Across.
progressively increasing based on the volume of transaction.
38 crores
38
only.
crores over 8 years.
For ICRA, that was
For ICRA, ICRA likewise,
letter.
actually,
Similar.
ICRA is the largest trading agency for
CRISIL
us.
is 17 crores.
CRISIL is 17.
CRISIL is 17 crores. So likewise, the others will be lesser, but just to give an indication. Primarily, we ran went to CRISIL for the short-term rating, ICRA for the long-term and the short-term, because we need dual rating, and India rating for Tier 2 and some of the securitization transactions. So depending on securitization transactions, the rating fees may go down over the years, where we have larger transactions or lesser transactions, because during COVID period, we had very less securitization transactions. In that period, you would have seen a little bit of a lower prepayment to them.
Yeah,
Noted.
ratings.
Could you talk about payments to Isha Foundation and sports bodies?
So that is standard CSR, right? I mean, so this is one of the things that they seem to have raised out. And all our CSR is disclosed in the annual report, is there every year by project. All our projects are audited, per the requirement. All projects above 1 crore are fully audited. And so they seem to have indicated that CSR payments, I mean, CSR is payments to entities. Okay?
Yeah.
So they've asked, why are there payments to NGOs? Why are you paying NGOs, right? So CSR is mandatory, right? I mean, and
Implementing agency.
yeah, so the implementation agencies will have work contracts, and that's been the standard process.
We don't give it as donation, we give it as works contract, because we are also need to monitor the completion of the project and then give a report. That is why it is given as works contract. There is no, if I give donation, then we will have no right to monitor it, because they can use it for anything they want. So we give them specific, for example, site seekers or site seekers, savers, where we give for eye surgery. Then we say how many cases
Surgeries
you
have to
have
be performed.
conducted eye surgery over the period. And that into the rate, that is what we pay. Like that is how it is, why it is sounding as a works contract.
Got it. Are there any plans to simplify and streamline the related party or group structure?
Related party, wherever it is required, we are engaging with them. Like Chola Insurance gives us the best insurance premium possible for a party, either from the borrower's perspective or from our perspective, because borrower gets the best coverage and we get a good premium, a good commission on that. Likewise, NetAccess provides the
Network
IT service.
IT services. CPSL provides the manpower. We have been engaging, and they are giving them this thing. So these are very, from a total expenses perspective, these costs are very, very minuscule or very, not of significant nature. And then in critical requirements only, we move. Even if you see CPSL also, we have been progressively moving large part into the main company itself, because for various considerations, because some of the employees would like to work in CFCL rather than an associate company. So according to their wishes, we also keep shifting them over a period. We have reduced the volume of people engaged through them in CPSL, but it is a process that will take time. So these will be continuing for some time, but I think it is, and these are all perfectly disclosed as per the disclosures, and pricing is at arm's length. We have even done a third party verification of the pricing this year, that is last year, and this was also verified by the statutory auditors that the pricing for them are at arm's length.
Just to add, as far as the insurance is concerned, we are also working with many other insurance companies like HDFC Life, ICICI Prudential. We are providing term insurance to our customer. Then we are also working with Nuvama, providing health insurance to our customer. So it is not only the.
These are outsourced activity, which are
Activity.
also subject to inspection by RBI.
And they are also doing they have already gone through the each and every engagement.
Sure. Can you explain the quantum of payments made by Murugappa Management Services to family members and other members of the management?
We wouldn't have that.
So part of the thing is that this call is for Chola, but I think I mean, like, what we can we can definitely get that in, I mean, information for you, right? So if there's a specific request, we can kind of get that information for you. What, just so you all know, kind of all they're referring to is the salaries paid to all of these people over time. And over, so they're talking about everybody's kind of, salaries over like an 8-year period, which have always been kind of reviewed. But I mean, that MMS specific information we don't have yet, which we will get kind of ready with.
MMS is actually getting fees from all the
We
companies.
talk, yeah, we talk through that,
It
right?
is
So
not
basically,
that only from Chola. There are
yeah, that's the, yeah, that's the
yeah.
other thing, Nishant, that has to be clarified, which is MMS,
It's not
like I
only
said,
taking Chola and distributing to them.
every one of the 29 companies in the group, right, contributes to MMS.
Share
And
profits.
then all the professionals who are part of MMS and the family members that are part of MMS get that, draw their salaries from them.
Is there any plan to change the corporate structure so that such allegations don't reoccur?
So we've already done that. So as now no longer do we basically so significantly the role of MMS has been pared down only to do group corporate communication and manage kind of from FY22 onwards. Since then, kind of all of our, including kind of my compensation, everybody. And by the way, my compensation was always kind of, at Chola, I'm just saying. But I'm just saying all of the others also, kind of their compensation now are kind of is fully disclosed because it's done in the companies in which they work.
Actually, over the last 3 years, it payouts to MMS has reduced to less than 1 crore per annum.
Duties are taken by the individual companies.
Right, because the activities have been taken
In
by the individual
individual companies
companies.
themselves, and we the Murugappa Corporate Board has been sort of broken into the three large verticals handled by senior members here. So that is why the payments to MMS has been largely reduced over the last 3 years after this sort of distribution of responsibility has happened.
Sure.
The numbers we just quoted is for the period again 2017 to now, where the large part of it is for the earlier periods, with where the corporate board structure was prevailing with external and internal members being part of the corporate board, as well as support, that is the
Support
group
function,
HR
group HR,
head, finance
group
head,
support function.
group IT head, group corporate communication, etc. Currently, only corporate communication is available. Group strategy, capital allocation, all this was handled at the group level. But now it has been sort of because of the voluminous growth of the group across different verticals, this has now been broken into three large, subgroups handled by the respective.
Yeah. And there also, Nisha, also to give the different people comfort. Anyway, obviously, MMS has also been filing income tax returns, and their affairs are also subject to scrutiny, right? So
They are
basically, it's
also a
not.
CIC under
Yeah. So they've also passed. MMS was not a CIC, but they've also basically passed muster whatever authorities were basically regulating them.
Are there any steps taken to reduce cash collection, and what proportion of collections
Cash
are in cash in the
collection.
last
Cash
3 years?
collection is
Yeah,
coming down, Nishant. You know that, no? Our vehicle
yes,
finance
of
customer,
course.
irrespective of funded by Chola or any other finance company, they are collecting cash in the month end because the customers are depending on the market, and market is also paying them cash. So that is going on. But the cash collection, which used to be 50% sometime back, long time back, has come down to now 15%.
Correct.
So that is a significant improvement in my view. But cash collection is going to be there. You cannot avoid that because these are the market load operator in tier 5, tier 6 town. They're, we're supplying the vegetable and paddies and then collecting the cash from the customer is going to pay the money also through cash. And it is not
Sure.
only for us, all companies are doing like that. The
Yes.
market practice.
Sure. Nitya, your line is unmuted. You can ask your next question.
Thank you. The question from my side is, so you mentioned 10 crore expenses to credit rating agencies. And also in the clarification, you said that borrowings are subject to ratings. Can you highlight on an average what is the percentage of this expense as a percentage of borrowings? And also, are there any deviations from the market practices here?
Total borrowings is bordering around 187,000 crores, but that is the current borrowing.
Here and say, like, what is the total kind of cost that we would have
Total borrowing versus total cost.
total no total fees to pay
Total fees versus total. Yeah.
so
How much is
sorry
that? 75,000 crore.
That's a borrowing. And what's the total fees paid, Manish, in the last year?
20 crores, sir, across all the
The
three.
20 crores of fees, Nitya, against a borrowing of 1,74,000 crores.
Okay.
Okay, so as a percentage, you can do the math there.
Well,
Oh,
questions
sure.
asked.
And are
All
there any
right, please.
deviations from
But
the
is that
industry
out of line?
practices?
Nitya, that is totally in line. I would actually say that it is lower than the fees that, I mean, like, Arul gets better rates than anybody else in the industry.
0.01% of the
Yeah, it's
borrowing.
0.01% of the borrowing, and it definitely is kind of in line with industry, Nitya. There's nothing out of line.
Slightly lower than industry.
Okay, thank you.
And obviously, you can get independent verification of this, Nitya. We've given you the numbers, so you can get independent verification.
Sure, thank you so much.
Jay, your line is unmuted. You can go next.
Good morning. This is Vinod Rajamani from Nirmal Bang. Just one question on this, in what Cobra Post has put up. They have said that 38 borrower entities have paid CIFCL interest, out of which cash sorry charge registers declaring outstanding debt, only some of them have filed. So did the management get the list of the entities to which this lending was done, and what proportion would that be of the lending, and any color on this?
Jay, see, most of our borrowers are self-employed, non-professionals, and small organizations are like partnerships or sole proprietorships. They don't really follow like a corporate borrower of getting their borrowers
Charge it.
charge registration, which is only applicable for corporates. So I think they're trying to correlate this without understanding the nature of the customer profile we are handling, which I think most of the investors and research analysts like you would know. So that trying to correlate this to with the charge creation will not be feasible, because these are self-employed non-professionals who are taking independent loans on their private mortgage private residential properties, which is mortgaged. I'm talking one sector of the business, which is the LAP.
Yeah, that is what kind of struck me as being very, that just didn't make sense in this, in what they had put up. Yeah, but thanks a lot, sir, for clarifying this.
Understand the situation.
There's just two more questions. I think one says that the report stated that GNPAs disclosed by the company may be understated. So do you have any clarification on that?
Solutions than RBI.
No, I don't know. GNPA is being verified by the RBI auditors. GNPA is verified by statutory auditors, and the GNPA is also verified by the
Internal audit.
internal auditors and the ASM auditors, who is also a bank. A bank, when banks lend, there is an ASM audit also done by an independent agency appointed by the bank. So all of them are verified, and all of them are seen, and this cannot be. There can be no secrets about it. I
Yeah, no,
think.
I think more than that, we've been totally transparent, as we've shown so much data on our GNPAs, kind of every
Business
level of
wise.
scale, every business, every this thing, right? So I think some of these, where they just kind of put out these blanket statements, it's very easy to say, listen, kind of, whatever, you're kind of underreporting kind of all of the bad news, this thing, right? So I just think some of these are just like total blanket statements without any fact, or honestly, quite. I would be surprised if they can even tell you what GNPA is, right? Kind of because you see some of the level of kind of some of the acquisitions, it's quite bizarre. But definitely, I think that for all of you who know us, you know, the level of disclosure we provide in GNPS and the level of audit that we go through, I don't think that there's anything there which
Just
can
an RPA
potentially.
inspection sessions.
Yeah. Yeah, we just finished our RPA 6-week
No
inspection.
observation.
Yeah. So I don't think that that is it just seems to be totally speculative as a comment.
Sure. And just one question is essentially on you know some trends that you could share for third quarter. Now I think that we have you.
Nishant, we
This is
don't
one of
want
the
to
questions that is
interrupt you.
there
I
is
can just say,
No, that's what's called.
yeah, we just want to stay, keep this as a response to this thing. But it's all, I mean, like we said, right? We don't see any.
Any number. Okay, disbursement is picked up good, and we expect a decent quarter, but not too far, it will be better than the results of the first half.
But if we have mentioned it in even the earning call, it happened after the October month, and we said that the vehicle finance business picked up, the disbursement has gone up, HL is also picked up. So overall disbursement side, this quarter will be turnaround quarter. And then we have been saying that always that quarter three, quarter four are good for the delinquency, and the delinquency goes down this quarter. So we are in line with that. Two ways. So it's going to be a better number. Yes.
Perfect. Those were the questions for today. We don't have any more questions in the queue. So probably we can end the call now. Thank you everyone for joining us today. Thank you very much, management, for providing us an opportunity to host the call.
Yeah, Nishant,
Thank you.
thank you for hosting, and thank you everybody for joining at short notice. And please, like we said, any other questions or the questions that you have, please address them to the company secretary or to the CFO, and we'll be happy to clarify. And thanks again for all of your support and for joining at short notice. Thank you.
Thank you all. Well.